Jess in with you this morning. Now, there have been plenty of announcements this week, particularly with regards to COVID-19. There's also some more money coming the Upper Hunter's way as of this morning for some really important groups in the region. To give us all the details, I'm joined by Upper Hunter MP Dave Lazell, who's halfway through his isolation. Dave, how are you doing?
Great, Jess. Yeah, it's great here in isolation. I'm halfway down and one more week to go of quarantine.
And it sounds like Adam Marshall, the Agriculture Minister, is really being hit quite hard by coronavirus. Of course, he tested positive, which is why you're in isolation. It's kind of a good reminder for us all that, you know, COVID is still here and it can still affect people in a big way.
Oh, absolutely, Jess. I think if there's any silver lining in this latest outbreak, it's to remind us all about how important it is to be vigilant during these times and make sure that we follow all those good practices that we've learnt over the last 18 months, like washing hands, sanitising, our COVID apps, using our COVID apps all the time. And also a great reminder for everyone now to go out and get vaccinated. I think Muswellbrook Hospital told us the other day that they were doing 18 vaccinations a day, and all of a sudden now they're up to 80 vaccinations a day for people waiting. So that's great news in terms of people's attitude to dealing with this COVID outbreak.
Yeah, definitely. And of course, we've got those additional restrictions in place until the 9th of July. And yesterday, due to those additional restrictions, the state government announced some more incentives, particularly for businesses, which is fantastic.
Well, that's right, Jess. Small business is a passion of mine, and making sure that we support all the great small businesses that have been affected. Now, there's two streams of grants there, one focused on small business generally and the other on the tourism and hospitality industry. Both are pretty similar. They're small grants of $5,000 to $10,000 just to help those businesses that have had their turnover impacted by the sort of stay-at-home orders or by this latest outbreak. So in general, if your business has been seen a 70% decline in turnover, well, there's $10,000 for you. If it's seen a 30% decline, there's $5,000 for your business, and a 50% decline is in between at a $7,000 grant, now, which is all available through the service New South Wales centres.
Mm. And the Dine and Discover vouchers have been extended for another month as well?
That's right. So, Dine and Discover has been extended out to the end of August. And, it's also been extended to include takeaways. And certainly for takeaway deliveries that actually delivered from the shop itself, now those Dine and Discover vouchers can be used for that. Whereas before, it was focused on actually getting people back into restaurants and they're going out to help them. Now it's focused on takeaways and making sure that we keep these restaurants and cafes and hospitality businesses going through these tough times.
Yeah, exactly. Make sure you take advantage of those Dine and Discover vouchers, Upper Hunter. Now, there's some more money coming the Upper Hunter's way, which is great. Let's start with some money for Upper Hunter homeless support. This is fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's $580,000 that have been grant been made to the Upper Hunter Homelessness Association. So, and that's to support them to buy two new properties for medium-term accommodation for those victims of sexual, domestic, or family violence. And it's more along the support of where we need to help people when they're in tough times and making sure that we've got those support services there to be able to manage that. And there's a lot more work to do in that space, but I think this is a good step, and let's hope it can make a real difference to our community.
That is such good news for Upper Hunter Homeless Support. Those guys do an incredible job, and I know that having that housing there available was quite an issue for them.
Yes, exactly. That's right. And it's also important to make sure that they've got facilities there where people can go, when they're, having trouble in their normal residence at home and they need to get out. that they've got somewhere that's safe and they've got people around them who can support them through those times. Yeah.
Mm, exactly right. There's also some money for the showground as well.
That's right, yeah. So through the bushfire fund, and the federal government has made a grant to the Singurun showground of $487,000, and that's to do up the old main building there with the famous ladies' tea rooms and the mm-hmm. president's room and the secretarial office there. So those famous ladies' tea rooms will get a facelift with this grant.
Mm. Fantastic. And lastly, of course, let's talk about Muswellbrook TAFE.
Yes, absolutely. Well, it's good to see another grant and investment being made in our TAFE facilities in Muswellbrook there. And that investment is all about supporting, digital learning. We've come so far in the last 18 months in terms of, video conferencing and what we can do online now. So it's really important we continue to make sure that these places are state-of-the-art and can teach, the next generation all those skills that they need to go in and get jobs. So this investment involves two digital learning spaces, which will get fully fitted out, and there's also some upgrades of some existing spaces, things like workshops, things like kitchens. So when people are doing demonstrations online, that they can actually show that to students remotely all over New South Wales. And, we can get a lot broader benefit from a teacher working in the class here in Muswellbrook.
Fantastic stuff. That's awesome. Well, all good news, Dave, which is what we like to hear. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No problem, Jess. Great to be here and great to speak to you.